This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, on the occasion of International Day of Persons with Disabilities, we now bring you an exclusive interview with Rajesh Agarwal, Secretary, Department of Empowerment of Persons with Disabilities. The interviewer is Pragya Deora, Akashvani correspondent.
Today is International Day of Persons with Disabilities. This day serves as a reminder for the global commitment to fostering inclusivity, advocating for the rights of persons with disabilities, and creating equitable opportunities for all. To discuss about the various initiatives being undertaken by the Government of India, we have with us Secretary of the Department of Empowerment of Persons with Disabilities, Shri Rajesh Agarwalji, with us. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Pragya.
Today, President of India, Draupadi Murmu, gave national awards for the empowerment of persons with disabilities. Could you tell us about these awards? Especially, there is one award with regard to the best state or union territory or district which has done the best in terms of implementation of Rights of Persons with Disabilities Act and government schemes for persons with disabilities.
3rd December is celebrated as International Disabilities Days across the globe. And in our country, we have a tradition since now many decades of conferring national awards to Divyangjan who have done remarkable work despite all the challenges, and some other organizations and employers who are really role models in this. You asked a specific question, and this time two districts of Rajasthan, Sulambar and Dungarpur, which are both quite remote and quite tribal districts. So they won the awards for their work in actually reaching out to every rural area, every village, and doing a survey of people with disabilities, trying to ensure they get the UDID cards and certificates. They start getting the pension of the state government. So in disability sector, even the children, if they get some money, that's called pension. So they ensured that all of them actually get pension. Now we will be doing a lot of assistive technology camps in those districts, including their villages. So it's a really good work in remote areas.
The government has also launched 16 initiatives today which aims at enriching the lives of persons with disabilities. Could you give us an overview about those initiatives?
Yeah, these were a mix of actually made in India kind of initiatives and other initiatives. For example, with IIT Madras, our public sector unit LMCO launched artificial knees called Kadam. They are almost at 1/7, 1/8 the cost of what we get from Western world today, and absolutely a similar quality.
They've been also across different areas in terms of assistive devices, as you were mentioning.
Then we launched something with the CSIR Mohali on low vision, basically glasses. So we demonstrated it on some low vision children from National Association of Blind, and the kids could actually read very well with those glasses. And similar glasses we are making for old aged people, very high powered, 18D, 20D, 2060 types, but very lightweight and robust glasses. Then we had education-related initiatives. Some skill courses have been translated into sign language. Then a new technology which can overlay sign language on an educational video. So a lot of new initiatives are launched today. And some of them were really employment-related also. Because education and employment are the key elements, and assistive technologies actually. And this together is what puts them on their feet and makes any Divyang person actually a productive member of society.
The Accessible India campaign has completed 9 years. It was launched on 3rd December 2015 with the aim of making built environment, information and communication ecosystem and the transport system accessible. What has been the progress on this front so far, and what more needs to be done?
Broadly, I would say that we have come from zero to quite a substantial standard, but a lot of work still remains to be done. In 2016, when the new act came and disabilities were also increased from 7 to 21, and then the rules came in 2017, the focus was on three aspects on accessibility. One was buildings, primarily ramps and tactile and basically speakers in the lifts, etc. Another was obviously the roads and footpaths, etc. They have to follow certain standards, and the transport which runs on them, public transport. And third was on digital accessibility, because by even 2016, internet had taken root in the country. A lot of people had mobiles. So all websites and apps should be actually accessible. And here on apps, the major complaint obviously comes from persons with visual impairment. But lately, in last 2 years, we have gone beyond these and issued 14 other guidelines along with other ministries. for example, sports stadiums for spectators as well as for divyangjan who want to play or who want to listen to commentary. That should be accessible. The hospitals and the health systems, the education systems, the police stations and the courts, then entertainment, the radio and the TV, that has to be accessible. The movies have to be accessible. So, for example, accessible movie means a person on wheelchair should be able to really go inside the cinema hall, get a proper seat. A person who is blind, they should have an option of an add-on audio track which captures 100% of the scene, what is going on. For a deaf person, it might mean basically on the phone is synchronized. The person should be able to read the dialogues in Hindi or English or in sign language, etc. So for different disabilities, accessibility means different things. So obviously the buildings, roads, transport and digital. This even today remains the, let us say, 90% focus area. And other things like entertainment and sports, now there is more and more demand to even have that accessibility. And we are really working with all the stakeholders on ensuring this. But obviously there is a lot of work to be done yet.
So a lot of what you are mentioning right now is also to do with assistive devices, which brings greater independence and inclusion for persons with disabilities. So what is the current ecosystem in India with regard to assistive devices, and what is the government doing to support this ecosystem, right from research, manufacturing of the product, awareness about the product amongst the persons with disabilities, and ensuring that they are provided and the supply of those products and services to persons with disabilities?
See, assistive technologies can actually absolutely transform lives. For example, if a person requires a wheelchair and a person has a manual or motorized wheelchair, the person can get out of the home and get to other places. If the person does not have a wheelchair, the person will be confined to home. The difference is absolutely like life and death. So a good assistive technology is absolutely a must. The right assistive technology, which is affordable, which they can get near home. So we are now really expanding Pradhan Mantri Divyasha Kendra. We have set up more than 70. The plan is next 2 years we'll have 300, so that no one standing anywhere in any remote part of the country has to travel more than 100 kilometers to get an assistive device from us. And we are quite liberal in income limits, etc. Now, in fact, we have said that you certify your own income and get an assistive device from us. And now a lot of philanthropy and CSR money is also coming into this. Many state governments have also started giving assistive technologies. And now, in fact, in new research you asked, a lot of artificial intelligence is being built into systems. AI is being used in a number of solutions. I am in touch with the number of big players also and small ones also. For example, the cerebral palsy people have slurry speech. You can't really understand what they are saying. How to convert non-standard speech into standard speech? So there's a lot of research going on that. For sign language, a lot of research is going on to convert text into sign language and vice versa. On gait analysis for people fitted with prosthetics or people who need wheelchair customization, etc. So gait analyzer cost has really come down from 1 crore rupees to really 2-3 lakh rupees. Because now even the laptop camera can actually do the gait analysis. So technology is changing fast. It is becoming smarter and even more affordable. And luckily in India, whether it's LIMCO or a lot of private players, and even many IITs have got into the game. So we are getting good quality solutions at cost, really a fraction of cost of the Western world. So, and we are very hopeful that not only we will basically be taking care of domestic needs, but a lot of such products have a lot of export potential also.
Another aspect that is extremely important is that of skilling, as well as being independent financially, maybe through employment or through entrepreneurship. So what is the government doing to promote these for persons with disabilities?
See, education, primary education, then middle and school education, that's very important. And in that, inclusive education is the best, where even a divyang child goes to a so-called normal school, intermingles with other children, and maybe there is a special educator in the school who takes care of some extra needs of the child. Then second best option is obviously special schools like blind school, deaf schools, and we have in the country more than 4,000 such schools, run both with government help and without government help. And thereafter, obviously, skilling and higher education, that becomes important. And here, the again, old attitudes are partly going out, partly not going out. We have all kind of persons with all kind of disabilities doing any kind of stuff. So we have to basically recognize this potential and make sure whatever the child wants to do, there is sufficient avenue and nothing stops the child from doing that. So our skill courses also focus on that. A lot of private companies are really giving lot of kind of jobs to persons with disabilities. And again, our whole focus and corporate sector also is that this is not charity work. We have to make sure we give the child best of education, best of skills, and then few reasonable accommodations in office furniture or the kind of software the person needs. And then the person has to deliver really. It's not really charity. They have to be productive. And that's where the world is going, and very happy that now the parents are actually recognizing this. There are sufficient role models by now in the society. So I think now the attitudes are really changing. The only community I think which is still lacking is unfortunately the deaf children. They still, the sign language really has not picked up to the kind of thing it should have done by now. And we unfortunately see very little number of deaf children even crossing 10th standard. In other disabilities, I see a sufficient number of children actually crossing 10th standard, getting into universities or getting into entrepreneurship also. But this is one aspect we are really trying to basically resolve.
A lot of what you just mentioned is about awareness and attitudinal barriers. So what steps is the government undertaking to ensure that people, both persons with disabilities, people without disabilities, society at large, the sensitization is there so that they can also take benefit of these various provisions?
See, we had a law in 95 and 2016 law is actually a very, very well drafted. And in last 10 years, a lot of societal attitude has also changed. A lot of Divyang role models, as I was saying, have come up. Within the country, you have now those role models which are visible. And so the societal attitudes are changing. Parents are getting more confident. They know that the child can actually, there are other children like this who have really grown to do this much in life. A lot of judicial rulings have come. For example, Supreme Court rulings have been really helpful that no school can deny the Divyang children admission. They have to give admissions. Assistive technologies are improving dramatically day by day. Whether it is locomotor-related wheelchair or prosthetics or anything, or technologies related to visual impairments or speech and hearing impairments. For ID children also, now there is awareness of, for example, specific learning disabilities like dyslexia, etc. A lot of Bollywood movies are also actually promoting inclusive attitudes, though basically we see society becoming more and more inclusive. So that way things are changing.
So talking from a perspective of a person with disability or a family member, so when they come to know about a disability or when they are confronted with a problem, what would be the starting point for a solution?
I believe acceptance that yes, there is a problem, but there are solutions, and not really worrying about what society will think, what neighbors will think. I think that is a starting point. And then reaching out to the right people. And now we have parent groups in every district. So we are also trying to work with them, trying to work with a lot of helplines working in the sector so that people get early help.
So we've talked about where should people start from, but we do hope that people eventually, persons with disabilities too, more and more persons with disabilities actually are in leadership roles. The theme for this year is amplifying leadership of persons with disabilities for inclusive and sustainable future. What would be your message to the employers, organizations and persons with disabilities in this regard?
So my message is that please take a leap of faith. Try out persons with disabilities, obviously hire skilled people from amongst them, and then a few reasonable accommodations, they will do much better. And there is a lot of actually global research on this, that the companies which have a conducive atmosphere for people with disabilities or employees with disabilities, actually their productivity goes up. And we are willing to absolutely work with any company to basically ensure that, to increase the skill level of a new employee.
So the government, along with private companies, NGOs, societies at large, and persons with disabilities themselves, can make the world a more inclusive place for persons with disabilities, provided they do have the requisite education, employment opportunities, and reasonable accommodation. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Pragya.
On the occasion of International Day of Persons with Disabilities, you are listening to an exclusive interview with Rajesh Agarwal, Secretary, Department of Empowerment of Persons with Disabilities. The interviewer was Pragya Deora, Akashwani correspondent. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani.